Thank you.
Mr. Silver, can you hear me clearly?
A little bit.
Well, let me try adjusting the microphone. Can you hear me any better?
Yes.
Okay. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Thomas Christopher Silva, 303347.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 7th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights.
Yes.
One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Also present.
Good morning to you. Thank you. Good morning to you. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Silva and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Silva, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. Phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of your hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal waiver company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 17, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 31st, 2018. Mr. Silva, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow verbal directives by Community Corrections Officer Sandra Mace to report to your approved residence at V-Ray located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 29, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Silva, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Silva's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Was that seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Silva, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you would just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Silva. Mr. Westby?
Mr. Silva was released from Arizona Department of Corrections May 8th, 2018. He was arrested January 13th, 2019 by Eloy PD on the ADC warrant and a 2011 Pinellas County warrant. He was back in DOC custody on January 14th, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision end date of April 17, 2019, which reflects 229 Wisconsin days. Current conviction, 2018, aggravated domestic violence, 9 months. His prior conviction in 2015 for aggravated harassment, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR scored a 2-3, mental health scored a 1, substance abuse scored a 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And all other arrests in 2014, which were drug-related, resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Silva. I am going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in Beaver, located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You did not obtain approval to change your place of residence. So with you missing from community supervision for 229 days, where are you living, sir?
To be truly honest with you guys, my daughter died on May 17th. And that was what caused this whole, that's what caused this whole thing to happen. I didn't mean to a scoundrel or anything. It was, if you guys can check my record, I completed it back in 2015 with no problems. It was just a life obstacle this time. And I failed. No, I couldn't. That's something I have to deal with. I'm sorry. I should have did the right thing. It was just a hard time.
Well, Mr. Silva, first of all, please accept our condolences for the loss of your daughter. That's tragic. And you certainly recognize how devastating the loss of a child is.
Yeah.
The second thing is I do appreciate your honesty. I recognize, I believe you're sincere in your statement right now.
Yeah.
I do need to continue with some questions, though, for the sake of your career issues. You have some programming notes that you were assigned to task that are called line. You missed 1UA on May 17, 2018. You were verbally directed to report for UA on May 24, 2018 by Corrections Officer Gavinas. You failed to report. You enrolled in the 90-day behavior modification program at VBRAE when you did not complete that program. Also, sanctions notes. This one's a it looks like that you reported back to the Mesa Parole Office on May 9, 2018 admitted use of marijuana prior to release in prison. You were unable to establish residence at your prior approved residence at Coca Cola Group Home located in Mesa due to being positive for THC. On May 24, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Gavinas made contact with you by phone. You admitted to the use of methamphetamine as well. So I recognize your grief, Mr. Silva, but did you have ongoing issues with methamphetamine?
No. After I lost my daughter, I didn't. I was more about my family. I had to do the best I can. I was doing the best that I can. Coming in was a choice. Turning myself in was a choice. It wasn't getting caught on purpose. It was a decision that I made to get this over with. I got another boy coming on the way. So this was done by decision and choice to get. I know what I did wrong and I had to get it done right.
Well, again, I appreciate your accountability. Did you say you have another child on the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Just one second, Mr. Sylvan. I need to take some information from our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Westby.
Yes, when we leave the criminal notes here from Officer Agler has on May 25th, 2018, which was May 25th, 2018, made contact with the offender. The offender stated he's back at Vigray. This is after he had left, and that his grandmother passed away in years. The offender also stated he did not have an ID. This officer will verify the offender went back to Vigray. We give an oral swab. May 29th, offender reported parole after being discharged from Vigray. He left Vigray because his daughter fell down steps and he went to the emergency room to be with her. She's in Eloy. Offender was recommended for not getting permission if he wasn't going to return the same day. CCO Nace spoke with Ryan Sturgeon, who stated he didn't believe the offender's story. He left on May 22nd, stating his grandmother passed away and he has met. I'd say the offender can return to Vigray, where he would be restricted to the facility for the rest of the week. If he leaves the facility again without permission, doesn't return, or has another positive UA, he will be discharged permanently. He tested positive May 17th. Asked him if he was going to be clean, he stated, I should be. Offender stated he last used May 24th. Directed offender if he last used on May 24th. It would be negative if he was adamant the last day he used. And then there's additional information here. I've seen if there's any further contact with Mr. Silva and his PO. I don't know if there's another note in here, but I don't see it. So yeah, there's discrepancy. I mean, there's data on here that his grandmother passed away.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Silva. Did your grandmother pass away as well, sir?
Yeah. That was a hard month for me. That was the most difficult month, the time, and to be on parole, it was the most difficult time. It was hard. I had a feeling I knew I wasn't gonna pass. And I should have said something there and then. But I was just trying my best to be there for my kids.
Okay, so you were missing for 229 days, so where were you living during that time?
I was staying in Eloy, sir.
With who?
With my girlfriend. And I was staying over on D Street in some apartment complex.
Okay, so with understanding of the tragedies in your life, why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
I wasn't thinking straight. I was in a mental mind state. I was in a mental devastating mindset. I didn't know what I was thinking. Honestly, clearly, I wasn't thinking.
Okay, what caused the Eloy Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
What was that, sir?
What caused the Eloy Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
We were taken off from the store. It was 2 in the morning. My girlfriend wanted some stuff to eat from the store. She was having cravings, so we're walking from Circle K, and there was cops on, I want to say 9th Street, or, yeah, 8th Street. I guess there was a scene going on at that time, and there was, like, 6 of them, and they seen us walking, and they pulled us over, and I was going to take off. I took off running. And I got caught. I just gave up. I just knew that it was just the better thing to do to get this over out the way. I told my girlfriend prior to that night that I was going to turn myself in anyway because I was hoping just to kill my number and get out and be out before the baby soon. The baby's due. And that's what happened. I haven't kept in contact with her since. Kind of hard out there.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Silva, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to apologize. You know, I'm not that person that I used to be. I've grown up a lot, and you know, I just need another chance at life to be there with my child, or both of them, really. That'll really be it.
Okay, Mr. Silva, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Silva. I recognize that he went through some very serious tragedies in May of 2018, and I recognize that those sort of events can be very, very hard on individuals. Unfortunately, and this is very unfortunate, he was on community supervision with an obligation to the state of Arizona. It sounds like that he had some struggles with drug use, and it's just hard to look past missing from community supervision for 229 days with no contact with his parole officer. So with him having only 56 days left on his sentence, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, and I think he might be best served just taking advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for a safe return to the community, in which he'll be free and clear to serve his family and pursue his own interests. But that's where we'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that motion is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W1612, our discussion with Mr. Silva, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision is Mr. Silva's delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse on the Federal Reserve Company, inasmuch that he did not abide by his urinalysis conditions and was missing from community supervision for 229 days, in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community. And that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. White, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Silva, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about April 17, 2019. As I stated in our discussion, that's 56 days away, just a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to take advantage of any...
Is it April 17th?
Yes, April 17th, 2019.
Thank you.
And so we encourage you to take advantage of the last weeks in DOC to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like that you're very motivated to serve your family, and you're a very young person with your whole life ahead of you.
Yes.
So we really hope that you turn the corner. Please avoid any future drug use. We do not want to see you inside the Department of Corrections again. And we do wish you the best with your family.
Thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate this.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Silva.
Yes, sir. Just give me a second. She's in her office.
Thank you, sir.